Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. Just an escape from reality. Open your eyes and look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor podcaster. I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. A little high, a little low. Anyway, the dinner in the movie blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. No, I'm not singing it for you, but hello, Mixed Nutcases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Joss, and you're listening to Nutty Bites. And I wanted to talk about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. I am a huge Queen fan. Absolutely huge. Grew up listening to it. The music really inspires me to the point that I can tell you that as a fan, I can tell you which songs I do and do not like. There are some songs that not the best. Although not my favorite songs of Queen did make it on their greatest hits album. So, you know, it's not just always going to be the one about the car. It's Bicycle. Oh, it's terrible. But the highs are so high that it kind of blows away all the not so great songs. I love Queen. I know a lot about the history. So watching the movie, I was really excited. Number one, I was so excited that they didn't hire a white guy to play Freddie because he's not. I think that Rami Malek did an amazing job portraying him. But even better, the guy that they got playing Brian May is, wow, did he ever capture Brian May? This movie is interesting because it really is a fictionalization of the story of Freddie and Queen, because so much of it is completely false and fabricated. And I know that part of it is the fact that the surviving members want to be seen in a good light, but maybe the producers wanted drama. I think it's acceptable in the sense only that Freddie was very private and personal. So, you know, kind of telling a false story only makes sense to honor his memory. But at the same time, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that after seeing this movie, they get the idea that this is what actually happened. And that's not what happened. There wasn't a big split. There was none of this rejecting the friends he had and then coming back to them. And so much of the conflict there didn't actually happen. And you can go and read blog posts about the narrative and the problems with the narrative that some people have. But the thing that's really sad to me is that the real story, or the parts of it that I know, are just so great, there's no need to add in this extra stuff. There's no need to, you know, make it seem like a happenstance meeting between Freddie and Brian. They were roommates long before they were ever bandmates. So much of it is fiction. Yet, it was really well done. And going to the movie theater and seeing it on the big screen and seeing the whole performance and everything. And if you go to YouTube, you can watch the two performances, the real one and the fake one, side by side. They're amazing how they did it. There was no last minute ad. This was all planned. It was really good. But I really think that, unfortunately, too many people don't realize that they didn't see what actually happened. And I hope that they're not making judgments or opinions of Queen and Freddie and the other band members based on that movie. Like, there's so many, I don't know why it had to be that way, except for, like I said, maybe honoring Freddie's memory was putting out something so false. Kind of like the Joker. No one knows the true origin story, right? but I still think it's a great spectacle. I really dig it. I am going to pair this with what I made for dinner tonight, which was pad thai. Apparently tonight was pad thai night. And of course, this is really yesterday when I record it. I was making my pad thai tonight and I forgot my measurements. It's been a while since I've made it, And apparently I've never written it down. So I was kind of eyeballing and trying to remember the ratios. And the one thing I wasn't sure of was how much sriracha do I actually put in this? So I put a little more than I normally do. It was so good, but it didn't drown out the peanutty flavor of the peanut pad thai sauce that I make. I make it with, it's peanut butter, some brown sugar, soy. I forgot the garlic and ginger. That's what was missing from the flavor palette. I had garlic, I had ginger, lime juice, and then sriracha. I use peanut butter from Bulk Barn, so it is just peanuts crushed. There's no, you know, extra preservatives. There's no extra sugar. There's no, I mean, I do put brown sugar into the recipe, so that does something, but it's just straight peanuts, and it just really gives it that nice crunchy consistency, and definitely is my favorite way of making this. And if you like peanut butter, that's really the way to go, because it's just peanuts. So I am going to be recording probably tomorrow. I'm going to be recording the rest of my episodes. We'll see. Because on the 30th, I am driving down to New York, which is a very long drive. And I'm going to be doing this after doing a 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. webinar. I just got a thing where I'll be doing a webinar to Asia last minute, and it's kind of exciting. It's a country I haven't taught in before, so it'll be really exciting to like add that to my checklist. it's a new thing my company's doing, so I was very happy to step up. But so the night before I drive down, I'm going to have to do a webinar, which is kind of crazy. But the beauty of this is when I get to New York the very next day, this Friday, I will be sailing. So I'm very excited to be able to get down for that. My sister has a cruise planned on my mother's boat, so we're going to go out for a sail. I am super excited. Then I'll be spending the weekend in New York, getting to enjoy the beaches and Fire Island and everything else that I miss from New York. And then I'll be working in the city. I got a day there I got to work. And then the following Friday, my first niece, my goddaughter, is getting married. I am so happy for her. I am so excited. So she's getting married, and that's the big reason for me coming down. But I'm able to pack in all this extra stuff, and I'm super duper excited. But I know I'm not going to be able to keep up with all the recordings and everything. And I don't even remember what days are what. Yeah, I think I said the 30th is when I'm driving. That's not true. The 30th is Friday. I'm driving down on the 29th. The 31st is Saturday. So anyway, I will be driving down on the 30th. I mean, on the 29th. See, I do. I'm driving down on the 29th. I said I could do it on the 30th. I'm going to be in New York. I have to. Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not doing it the night. Okay. Well, that changes things. Now that I'm looking at a calendar, I'm actually seeing how things are working, but that's okay. That's okay. I can do this. I can definitely do this. Oh boy. Yeah. So, I just realized I might have made some mistakes in my planning and my traveling, but, that's okay. hopefully I'll get everything planned. So tomorrow's really my only full day. I have to get everything done tomorrow. That's a big deal. Whew. I got a lot to do. That's okay. I'm bringing everything with me. My sister has internet. I can do a lot of things. But this is why I'll be recording everything tomorrow, because I know things are going to be crazy. I know I'm not going to be able to record with traveling and everything else. So you will get all of that. And any extra comments, you'll see them in the Dog Days Facebook group. Thank you so much for joining me, everyone. I have had such a blast this year. I know I'll be recording a few more episodes, but this has been such a wild ride this year.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.